The president recently tweeted that the American public is finally wising up. High praise for us dweebs out here in the hinterlands. He's talking about a survey that shows how few people believe the news media is truthful. You know, media like the New York Times, NBC, the Washington Post, CNN. Wow. I remember reading Orwell's 1984 as a kid in high school and being chilled by Big Brother's revisionist history. The Ministry of Truth needed entire departments to rewrite past events to make current events fit into what preceded them. It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words. Don't you see that the whole aim of newspeak is to narrow the range of thought? Yeah, easy. Just change history. These days we don't change history to match our beliefs, we just say facts are lies. Ignorance is strength, war is peace, freedom is slavery, faux news, fake history. Trump and the alt-right have managed to convince the public the truth is whatever they want to believe. Fox News, fair and balanced. Facts? We don't need no stinking facts. The president is a liar, but plenty of folks think the press is fabricating stories to defame him. He would like to pull the broadcast license of NBC. He'd really like to shut down most of the news media and replace it with the Ministry of Tweet. Big Brother is definitely in office right now. If Big Brother had a real agenda, we'd be in a sinister world of trouble. But thankfully, the Donald is only interested in self-aggrandizement and increasing his brand's net worth. If he had any ideas or ideals, we'd be in deep doo-doo. He's no neocon, and he's not much interested in policies. One day he's against this, next day he's all in. Only a craven empty suit could flip-flop 180 degrees, then announce that he always believed the flop. Newspeak for dummies. Rather than change yesterday's headlines, just convince the proles the headlines were lies. A hell of a lot easier. Ignorance, once bliss, is now strength. Truth, once the thing that would set you free, is now a shackle.